Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good day, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of, you guessed it, Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the inimitable Knight Rider himself. Today's topic, the 2014 election. It's all up for grabs. The anomalies abound. Let's get right to it, shall we? Well, we saw what happened in 2012. Remember the presidential election pitting President Obama against the Mitster, Mitt Romney? All the polls, or a great preponderance of the polls, all throughout that entire campaign, had Romney either even or especially in the last 2 months, 3 to 4 points ahead. Well, we saw what happened. It was a whitewash. It was a wipeout for Romney all across the board in all segments, east to west. He lost by a healthy percentage both in the raw vote and the electoral college. He was wasted. That's exactly and precisely the situation we found ourselves in the 2014 midterms. It looks like more pollsters than not are just presuming that the Republicans will recapture the United States Senate. Well, the polls were wrong in 2012, and they are certainly faulty this time around. They certainly do not catch people with cell phones. They do not catch people who are hard to reach or not at home, live at trailer parks, or mobile, or always on the road. And yet, in spite of that, 8 or 9 of the top Senate races around the country are very close. They're going to go right down to the wire. And more often than not, as in the case, and I should know, having worked on presidential campaigns since 1972, yes, the ill-fated George McGovern campaign, it's all about GOTV. Get out the vote. The last 4 to 5 days are the most critical period in the entire campaign. Oftentimes, you can accomplish all you need to really accomplish in the last 4 or 5 days with, albeit spectacular and Herculean efforts, mass mobilization of manpower, either phone calling or good old-fashioned pounding the pavement and knocking on doors. But between those two, the last 4 or 5 days, you can take a 3%, a 4% deficit and turn it into a 3 or 4% surplus or lead. So that's precisely what could very well happen come Tuesday in the 8 or 9 states that I am referring to. It's Colorado, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Louisiana, Arkansas, North Carolina, Kentucky, and New Hampshire. Those are your key U.S. Senate races around the country. And the Democrats, and I left out one, Kansas. The Senate, the Democrats need to take at least 3 or 4 of those. Off the top of my head, right here now on Rough Riders Radio, the Knight Rider will go out on a limb and say, Kansas, Greg Orman is running as an independent, will unseat Pat Roberts, the incumbent Republican. And it very well may be in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, the current GOP senator and also Senate minority leader in the U.S. Senate, 30-year member in the U.S. Senate, may very well go down to a 35-year-old upstart Democratic state attorney general, or excuse me, Secretary of State, Allison Lundgren Grimes. That race is too close to call. Gene Shaheen in New Hampshire, who's fending off, yes, Scott Brown, ran unsuccessfully 2 years ago in Massachusetts. Now, just because he has a summer vacation home in New Hampshire, he moves there, and he's doing it again. He's running for another U.S. Senate seat there, but he will go down. Kay Hagan in North Carolina will beat Tom Tillis. Kay Hagan, the Democrat. And it's Georgia, the other state. Michelle Nunn, daughter of Sam Nunn, the former U.S. Senator, the late U.S. Senator from Georgia. She very well may send off Republican challenger, businessman Tom Perdue. And in Colorado, incumbent Mark Udall is having a tough time against Cory Gardner. That looks too close to call. And in South Dakota, it's probably too late. In Iowa, you got Braley versus the Democrat versus the Republican, Joni Ernst, who's a real NRA gun nut and completely off the rails. Anything can happen. All of these 8 or 9 states, it is just too close to call. And as my title indicates, there are anomalies, and then there are anomalies, and then there are more anomalies. It is probably the wildest midterm election in U.S. history. There are so many moving parts to this election, so many variables, so many things that are ebbing and flowing. It is almost impossible. It's just you'd be better off flipping a coin. But the Democrats, more likely than not, will actually probably not fare nearly as badly as the polls are now indicating. They may actually do very well, and it's this broadcaster's opinion that they will, albeit by the slimmest of margins, retain control of the United States Senate. That's really what it's all about. God forbid if Republicans gain control of the U.S. Senate while having also control of the House of Representatives, you can imagine what the next 2 years are going to be like. And abortion measures in Colorado, Dakota, and in Tennessee, they're actually going to grant fetal personhood. Anything from a zygote on up will be granted, or that's what the ballot measures in those respective states will actually be granted personhood. The nightmare is upon us. It's incumbent upon everyone to get out there and vote, to get on the phone, to vote relatives around back east in any of those states I've mentioned, and encourage any and all people that you may or may know in any of those areas to get your ass up off the couch and vote. That's it for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third and like the Giants, heading for home for another victory. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.